This is the second audio file related to the PowerPoint presentation on the federal government. So in the last file, I talked about HUD. The last thing I talked about was the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So now I'm on slide 13, and I'm going to talk about the Department of Justice. The major agencies in the Department of Justice include things like alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the ATF, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and other such organizations like the Marshals Service. Like some of the other departments that we've talked about, these agencies do not manage a great deal of land and are mostly, let's say, bureaucratic and administrative in function, and therefore don't actually in practice have or carry out a lot of historic preservation responsibilities or work. And I'll just leave it at that. The Department of Labor, like the Department of Justice, is mainly administrative and bureaucratic. You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is a bunch of cubicles in Washington. They're not digging up archaeological sites or altering historic buildings. The Department of State has a small number of agencies within it. Obviously, mostly what the Department of State does is manage our diplomacy and establish our policies with regard to other countries. So it's sort of the Department of External Affairs of the federal government and of the executive branch. Now, they don't do a lot of historic preservation stuff, but they do share with the Department of Defense the responsibility for managing United States properties in foreign countries. And so our missions to foreign countries are subject to either the diplomatic negotiation between the State Department and the foreign power, or are covered under Section 404 of the National Historic Preservation Act, which requires the United States federal government to treat historic properties in foreign countries like we would treat our own. On slide 16, we have the major agencies of the Department of the Interior. And some of these do a tremendous amount of archaeology and historic preservation. For example, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Reclamation, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Mineral Management Service, the National Park Service, the Office of Surface Mining, and some other federal agencies are all responsible for either managing large tracts of land or are responsible for issuing permits to private companies or other agencies or organizations to do stuff that requires a lot of earth moving, and therefore they have responsibility under federal law for seeing that the archaeology is properly done. So probably more than any other department in the federal government, the Department of the Interior has responsibilities for complying with the historic preservation laws, and particularly for carrying out archaeology within the federal government. In particular, I should point out that the National Park Service, which is part of the Department of the Interior, has conducting archaeological research as part of its mission. It's part of its foundational purpose is to actually carry out archaeological research and not just comply with federal laws that require archaeological research. Moreover, the National Park Service is responsible in part for regulating archaeological research in the United States. At one time, they were the primary agency responsible for administering the National Historic Preservation Act. They did a relatively poor job, and so some of those responsibilities were ultimately taken away from them and given to other parties. But they still play a significant role in the historic preservation process because they, for example, do administer the National Register of Historic Places, and the keeper of the register is an employee of the National Park Service. The departmental consulting archaeologist, which is the closest thing we have to a national archaeologist, resides in the Park Service. And also, I would like to point out that the Minerals Management Service does a tremendous amount of offshore archaeology on the continental shelf, because they're responsible for permitting, for issuing permits for offshore oil and gas exploration. And as a result, they've done a tremendous amount of work on the continental shelf, far more, as far as I know, than any other federal agency. To continue to the next slide, which is slide number 17, the Department of the Treasury, as far as I know, has relatively few historic preservation responsibilities. Maybe some of their mints are historic buildings, but as far as I know, they don't do a lot of archaeology. The Department of Transportation is an interesting case. It's often said, and it may be true, that a road and highway construction is the principal cause of archaeological site destruction in the world, not because roads are inherently worse than, say, tree farming, but it's just that we build more roads than almost anything else. And in fact, the Department of Transportation does have a very large budget, and we do build a lot of roads. And as a result of that, the Department of Transportation, actually, in the Transportation Act, there is a special provision that requires historic preservation to be done. And it's kind of parallel to the requirements of the National Historic Preservation Act, but it's unique to the Department of Transportation. And therefore, the Department of Transportation has a slightly divergent approach to doing archaeology and historic preservation in the United States, but they do a lot of it. And therefore, they have, you know, special staff and training and internal regulations and requirements for doing it. Finally, the Department of Veterans Affairs has only a small number of agencies. It runs the Veterans Benefits Administration and the Veterans Health Administration, both of which are quite large in terms of their budget and staff, but they don't do a lot of historic preservation just because it doesn't happen to intersect with their mission very much, if you think of it like a Venn diagram. On the other hand, they do run a bunch of national veterans cemeteries, and those themselves are a kind of historic property in and of themselves. And so they manage those under the special provisions of historic preservation that apply to cemeteries. So to summarize, in the final analysis, the ways in which departments or their particular agencies handle historic preservation and archaeology differ depending on their mission. So, for example, the National Park Service has archaeology as part of its mission. The Department of Transportation has a special statute that it obeys. Agencies that manage land tend to do one thing. Agencies that issue permits do something different. And each agency or department handles these things in accordance with their own internal regulations, which are established to harmonize their mission with the requirements of federal historic preservation law.